This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. Klal Yisrael complains in this week's parsha, Mi achilenu basar, where will we get meat to eat from in the Midbar? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by giving them the meat, as the Pasuk says, V'ruach nosa me'is Hashem, and a wind went forth from Hashem, Vayogo salve min hayom, and swept up the slav, the quail, from the sea, Vayitosh al amachane, and spread them out over the camp, Kederach yon koi, uKederach yon koi, about a day's journey in each direction, Uche amosayim apne aoretz, flying at about 2 amis off the ground. And Rashi writes that the slav was suspended 2 amis off the ground, which is the height of a person's heart, in order that Klal Yisrael should not have to undergo the strain of catching them. They did not have to stretch upward, nor bend downwards. It was at the perfect height to grab them. And the obvious kasha is, the slav was a punishment for Klal Yisrael, for having complained, Mi achilenu basar, and they died while eating the slav. So if Hashem was so upset with Klal Yisrael, to the point that Hashem killed them, why did he miraculously suspend the slav in midair, in order to prevent unnecessary efforts on behalf of such sinners? The Darche Musar says that we can derive from here the preciseness of Hashem's reward and punishment. And even on a person whom suffering was decreed upon, he will experience the exact amount of pain which he deserves, and not the slightest bit more. And therefore, although the Yidden in the Midbar were chayav Misa for saying Mi achilenu basar, they deserve the punishment of Misa, but not the additional inconvenience of straining themselves to catch the slav. We similarly find that although Yosef HaTzadik was sold into slavery and forced to endure untold suffering in Mitzrayim, the Urchas Ishmaelim, the Arab caravan that took him down to Mitzrayim, was carrying sweet-smelling besamim, nechois tzri valoit, even though they typically carry itron vaneft, foul-smelling items. And that was because Yosef was deserving of the punishment to be sold as a slave to Mitzrayim, but to undergo smelling a foul odor on the whole trip down, that he was not deserving of. And therefore Hashem made a nes that the Yishmaelim will carry instead nechois tzri valoit. Hashem punishes with precise exactness, never exceeding what a person truly deserves. That is why Yosef experienced a pleasant fragrance on the way down to Mitzrayim. And that is why, even when Hashem was about to kill the Bnei Yisrael with this love, they were spared the additional hardship of exerting themselves to catch this love, and that's why it flew ke'amasayim al-pnei ha'aretz. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that after the Bnei Yisrael complained for meat, Moshe became overwhelmed by the burden of leading the nation. So Hashem instructed him to gather 70 Zekanim who would receive a portion of Moshe's nevuah and help him lead the nation. Moshe chose 70 men and gathered them around the Mishkan. Two of the men that were chosen, Eldad u'Medad, were humble, and they said, Ein anu kedai l'gdulazu, we are not worthy for this position. So they did not go out to the Mishkan, but rather remained in the camp. And even though they remained in the camp, the spirit of Nevuah rested upon them too, and they began to say Nevuah, Moshe meis, Yeshua machnes, Moshe will die, and Yeshua will lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua was very disturbed by this Nevuah, and he told Moshe, Adoni Moshe kaloyen, Moshe, we must stop and restrain them from saying such nevuah. Until Moshe told Yeshua that such nevuah did not bother him. Halavai, if everybody would be Nevi'im. When the Pasuk describes that Eldad u'Medad remained in the camp, the Pasuk says, Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machane, and two men remained in the camp. Shem ha'echad Eldad v'shem ha'sheni Medad. The name of one was Eldad, the name of the second was Medad. V'atonach aleihem aruach, and the spirit of nevuah rested upon them. V'hem ha'baksuvim, and they were the ones chosen to be the Zekanim. Because of their humbleness, they did not go out to the Mishkan. And they said Nevuah in the Machane. And the Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk repeat the word Machane twice in the Pasuk? And then again, we already know that they remained in the camp. Why repeat again? Just say Vayisnabu. Secondly, Rashi says the Nevuah was Moshe Meis Yehoshua Machnes. Where do we find the remez that this was the Nevuah? Sefer Imrei Shlomo answers that when Moshe was a little baby, he was saved from the Nile by Basya, Bas Pari. And she named him Moshe because she said, Ki min hamayim mishisiu. I drew him out of the water. Moshe from the word mishisiu. But when you look at Basya's words, Ki min hamayim mishisiu, she actually could have eliminated two letters by saying, instead of min hamayim, she could have said, Ki mi mayim, eliminating the nun from min and the hey from hamayim. Instead of min hamayim, say ki mi mayim mishisiu. However, because mi mayim is an acronym for Moshe, Mace, Yeshua, Maknes, and she did not want this to happen, she intentionally added the nun and the hey and said min hamayim instead of mi mayim. We asked why the extra word machane is in the pasuk vayisnabu b'machane. After it had already said vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machane. Says the Imre Shloimeh, the word machane can be divided into two words, mach, erasing, nunhei, the letters nunhei, the extra letters that Basya used. So when the Torah adds the word machane again, it's telling us what exactly was Eldor Medo's nevuah. Vayisnabu b'machane. Their nevuah was b'mach nunhei, regarding the erasing of the nunhei from Basya's statement, min hamayim. When you take away the nunhei, you are mach the nunhei. Min hamayim becomes mimayim. Moshe meis, Yeshua machnes. And that was Eldor Umeida's nevuah. Vayisnabu b'machane. They said a nevuah regarding the min hamayim, without the nun and the hey, which is mimayim. The nevuah was Moshe meis, Yeshua machnes. And that's why the pasuk says, Vayisnabu b'machane. Vayisnabu, their nevuah was b'moch nun hey, regarding the erasing of nun hey, which means the nevuah was Moshe beis, Yeshua machnes.